Eleanor's Salad. Eleanor Roosevelt had dozed off in the same New York restaurant where Gore Vidal had surprised his friends by weeping at news of her death. A newspaper at the next table told her Kissinger had died, and that Hillary, cute and provocative as ever, had been forced to leave her Columbia University lecture by protesters against the child massacre in Gaza. And Elon Musk had told Iger of Disney what to do to himself for attempts to control social media. Eleanor was eating the salad, having long ago abandoned meat, when the ghosts of what she ate began to reason about it, since spirits were always so reasonable as she was herself. She had once, like Bert Everett, been mad in love with Israel, as if it was going to give socialism to all, including Arabs, although soon some of them at that stage would already have it. But of course, Bert felt the same about his Modiglianis, a state as perfect as art could happen. She thought the original Disney's taste for sentimental animal caricatures was because of Walt's passion for hunting and eating them. Kissinger had once attacked Franklin in a speech at Chatham House in London in 1982, saying that rather than idealism like FDR, he preferred the Churchillian perpetual war between powerful forces as described by Hobbes. Well, Hobbes had made his masterpiece in Gaza, as Kissinger in South America and Asia, and what seemed his shrewd creation of the petrodollar, now, she thought, destined to carry the West down with it. But this place made a better salad than it did charred meat anyway. She poked the mirroring fork into some celery, fragmented like a Modigliani, green as Christmas, not Thanksgiving, although Franklin had declared Thanksgiving. Once he was on a warship with the King of Saudi Arabia, who said he did not understand why Franklin suggested Israel to be in Palestine when it was Germany who had killed the Jews. Why Palestine? Eleanor didn't think Franklin had really answered. It was Franklin she would discuss all this with. He must be avoiding Kissinger now in Theme Park Nirvana. But Hillary there in that tabloid, it was still as seductive as Israel, as distended as a fine Modigliani ever. And it was death all over just glimpsing her like that.